Hey there, and welcome to the Grace Over Guilt podcast, the show that aims to empower and enlighten you on your journey to a healthier relationship with food and your body. I'm your host, Jenna Corsi. I'm a registered dietitian and intuitive eating counselor. Throughout these episodes, we'll dive deep into the world of intuitive eating, self-compassion, and sustainable health practices. You'll discover how to listen to your body's needs, ditch the all-or-nothing thinking, and make peace with food. This podcast is a safe space for growth and healing. Leave it to me to provide you with inspiration, motivation, and practical tips to nourish your body and mind. Get ready to let go of guilt and embrace grace as you transform your approach to food and live out a more fulfilling, balanced, and joyful life. I know we are going to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. Hello, and welcome back to the Grace Over Guilt podcast. I hope you are doing so well today. As some of you, most of you know, last week I posted on my Instagram stories that my sister had her little baby, and he's the cutest thing. She actually had him 6 weeks early. She had a little complication, a placenta abruption. Not sure if you're aware of that. I had no idea what that was. So she had to have him early. She had to have a C-section. And he is just the cutest little thing. He's 4 pounds. He was, when he was born, 4 pounds, 7 ounces. Now he's up to 4 pounds, 11 ounces. But just so tiny and so cute. I'm actually bringing her to the hospital. He's in the NICU right now, so I'm bringing her to the hospital in a little bit. So I cannot wait to go see him because he's just the cutest little thing. His name is Wesley James. James is after my dad. My dad passed away about a year and a half ago, and my dad's first name was James. So they put his middle name as James, which makes my heart so happy and, you know, emotional and sad, of course. And then something else that I wrapped up last week was the Reclaim Your Health course launch. And I'm just so grateful for those who joined. And I think most of you know, I have been working on this course for, October, probably like 6 months. And so it was on my heart. It was just like something that I was like pouring my heart into. And I'm just so happy that I have that, all the information that I give my one-on-one clients, I have it in a course set up. And it's just going to be so useful for one-on-one clients, for future people like you who want to join the course. And so if you missed out on it this time, just be on the lookout, and we can, you know, if you're like, ooh, but Jen, I want to know exactly when it comes out again. What you can do is message me and on Instagram, and I can tell you more information about that. So really grateful for that. And thank you guys for all the support throughout that as well, because I just appreciate you guys, and I'm excited for what's to come with it. All right, so today's topic is gonna be a good one, and it's gonna be a very nuanced one. And the question that I wrote, something similar to this, is, does discipline have a place in the intuitive eating space? And I know that kind of rhymed. I'm like, ooh, okay. But does discipline have a place in the intuitive eating space? The reason why I want to talk about this is because I have been exploring this a little bit more, probably for the past year, and I've been talking about it with my current clients. If I were to answer this question just like straight up, you know, does discipline have a place in the intuitive eating space? I would say yes and no, because I believe that it does have a place. It just depends on how your relationship with food is, where you are in your intuitive eating journey, and how your mindset is, all of that. It really depends on that. So let's look at what too much discipline looks like, right? So, and this is where I find a lot of people gravitate towards, right? With dieting, you have to be disciplined. You have to follow the structure. You have to do this, you have to do that, whatever it is. And so you're still caught up in that type of mentality. And so that can kind of transfer into your new journey of health and wellness and well-being. So what this may look like is very militant. Like, I have to eat at this certain time. I can't have these foods. I can't have too many sweets. I can only have two cookies, or I can only have one cookie. I have to exercise 5 times a week at these certain times, right? So that's where it can get a little bit too extreme, a little bit too disciplined, where there's not a lot of flexibility, and mainly there's not a lot of flexibility with your mindset. And so you're confined to these rigid rules that you have. So that's not helpful, right? When we look at it from that lens, when there's too much discipline, it's very militant, it's feeling a lot of shame if you don't do the things that you planned to do. And I'm all about making commitments to yourself, but we have to have grace and flexibility with those things, because if not, we're just gonna feel worse about not doing them and we're gonna beat ourselves up. But if we're curious and we're like, oh, okay, why was I not able to do this, that, whatever it was? Oh, it was because I was really tired, or oh, it was because, you know, I had 10 other things that I had to do. And so if you're curious about it, and then maybe even making a plan to do that thing again, then that's going to be helpful, rather than just saying, F it, I'm not going to do it at all. I messed it up, I screwed it up, whatever it was, right? So you're having more flexibility. And that kind of gets into my other point with this whole discipline conversation, is we don't want to go to the other end of the extremes, which is, I talk about this very often just because I'm seeing it so frequently in the intuitive eating space, where it's just like, I'll just eat whenever. Yes, I'll listen to my body, but I won't really have a lot of structure. I'm just going to eat the cookies because I really just feel like it, and I'm not going to pay attention to what my body needs. I'm just going to do it because it feels good. And although, yes, I think doing things because it feels good has a place, we also want to check in and think logically and have more rational thoughts around the behaviors that we're doing. So for example, instead of being like, well, I don't feel like making dinner, I'm just going to have some cookies and peanut butter and some chips because they're there. So getting into that headspace and just being like, well, I'm just going to do it because I feel like it, you're not necessarily incorporating a balanced choice or including rational thought with that. And rational thought would be like, okay, if I were to eat those things, I probably wouldn't feel great, and it may make me feel even more maybe sluggish or tired, or just it wouldn't feel good in my body. And so I want to prepare something. I want to make something, maybe something that's very simple. It doesn't have to be an elaborate meal, but something that is more balanced because it's going to sustain me longer, right? So that's where I don't even know if I would call that discipline, but I would call that maybe a little bit of structure. And I was talking to my boyfriend about this at breakfast this morning, and we were talking about what this really means. And he was like, discipline is doing something, although you don't feel like doing something, but doing it because it's good for you, like it's gonna help you. And so if we were to apply that word to what the example that I just gave, yeah, that would make sense. Like, okay, I don't want to make dinner right now, but I know that if I don't make dinner, it's going to leave me probably feeling worse and not feeling great in my body. So I'm going to do it, although I don't feel like doing it. And this is hard. what I'm saying, it's making it sound like, oh, this is a walk in the park, like just do things even though you don't feel like doing them. No, that's not, it's not easy. It's not easy to get in that headspace and to do things although you don't feel like doing them. And depending on your circumstance and like how you live your life, it can be really challenging. So I want to acknowledge that. I had a really great conversation with one of my clients. I want to say it was like maybe a month ago. And she asked me, she was like, how do I add discipline in without feeling restricted or without feeling like I'm like following rules? And so an example that I gave her was, because we've been working on her eating more balance, right? Those are some of her goals that we're focusing on. And so the example that I gave her was, okay, so the discipline in this area would be making sure you have your meals, right? All throughout the day. So your body is nourished, right? There's a byproduct. There's a reason why you're doing that. And I think that's the biggest thing, right? Knowing your reason why. Why am I creating this type of discipline? And I would even call it structure, right? We're just creating structure, which a lot of people like yourself, you may need if you have been trying this intuitive eating thing and you've been on the kind of F it side where you're like, well, F it, I'll just figure it out and I'll just eat when I really feel like it and just do whatever, right? If you're in that space, having some structure is going to be important. And with any, I honestly feel like with anybody, with anyone who eats, you know, if you binge eat, having some structure, making sure you're having breakfast and your meals is going to be important. And it's not rooted in dieting. And I think that's the biggest thing, right? How is your mindset around this? How is your mindset? What are your thoughts that come up and working through those thoughts so that having structure, it doesn't feel like dieting, right? Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. So back to my client, we were talking about it and right, so she's, her goal is to have more balanced meals throughout the day. And so what I talked about with her is, okay, the kind of discipline structure side of things is making sure you're having your three meals a day. And what the flexibility side is, what time are you going to have them, right? So maybe you find that you wake up around like 7:30 and then you want to have breakfast between, I don't know, 8:30 to 9:30. So that's where there's flexibility. With discipline and structure, it would be like you have to have it at 9 o'clock, exactly at 9 o'clock. If you skip it, you know, then that's, you're gonna feel bad. But with this, it's like there's a little bit of flexibility. Okay, I'm gonna structure my meals so that I have it within a window. So there's flexibility with that rather than, again, the discipline of like, I have to have it at 9, 12, and 6. No, you can have it in a window, a time frame. So I hope that's a good example for you. And that really helped her to know that, like, yes, creating the structure is important and planning my meals is important. Being a little disciplined with that is important because I know it's going to help me in the long run. I know it's going to benefit me. And that's what we want to remind ourselves, like, what are the things that we are doing? We want it to benefit us. And that may mean doing something, although you don't feel like doing it. And so that's where I say it really is like a fine balance, like finding what works for you. If you find that you're trying to add more discipline in or more structure in, and again, I kind of use those words interchangeably, you're wanting to do that, but then now you really feel like you're in, you know, you feel like you're dieting, you feel like intuitive eating feels like a diet, then what I would say is to work with someone on your mindset and to maybe take a few steps back from the structure or the quote unquote like discipline that you have around food, because that's not gonna support you, right? Like if you're feeling that way. And on the flip side, if you're feeling like you have zero structure and eating feels super chaotic, it feels confusing, it feels just out of control, then creating a little bit of structure will help you in that way. And like I said before, this really all depends on your relationship with food and how things are going. Because if you find that creating more structure just puts you back into that diet mentality, then you're not ready for that type of structure. And there's a messy middle that a dietitian I've seen on Instagram talks about this, but it's so true. Like, you have to go through the messy middle of just like trying to figure it out, maybe having cookies for dinner, and navigating that. I mean, I think it's going to be really important for you to work with a dietitian so that it doesn't feel super chaotic and stressful and like overwhelming, and there's a lot of guilt and shame. You can work on your mindset with a dietitian, and that's what I do with my clients. So it doesn't feel as shameful, but there is this like in between phases that you'll have to navigate, and that's okay, right? Like, that's totally okay. So I know that this conversation is so nuanced. I'm like, depends on your relationship with food, yes and no. Like, you're probably like, so what's the exact answer? And again, it's whatever is gonna work for you, and it's okay if there's a little bit of discipline with some flexibility. There needs to be the two, because if not, we're just going back into that black and white mentality and thinking, which is not going to be supportive for you. All right, that's all I have for you today. I hope this episode was helpful for you and maybe gave you a new perspective on this whole process. And know that it is very nuanced. It's very in between, in the middle. Like, there's no sides that you have to choose with this, which can be hard to conceptualize in our really binary, black and white thinking culture. But yeah, there's a lot of nuance with this. If you are someone who wants more support with your mindset around food, improving your energy, feeling better in your body, and incorporating all foods without feeling guilty, but also without feeling obsessed with healthy eating and all of that, then I would love to invite you to my one-on-one coaching program. I have spots available and would love for you to join, especially during the next few months, because I know the holidays can be really challenging for people. So you would have my support throughout that time, and that could make the holidays go a lot smoother. Click the show notes to apply, and then I will reach out and we can chat to see if it's a good fit. All right, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will talk to you soon. Take care, my friend.